Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
It's a CH Saturday. John Cirino, Joe Jr. back with us here. Masters weekend as well. A lot to get to. Make sure you log on to chinsurance.cc today. Gentlemen, welcome aboard. And Joe, you're all decked out here, my friend. You should be in Augusta, not in the office. How are you?
No, we got some work to do, right, Johnny?
We do.
It's moving day today, Michael. You know what moving day means? It's
sure
Saturday.
Do.
Yep. There's going to be a lot of action. Those winds were awful yesterday. I think there's going to be low numbers today.
I don't know what the forecast is today, but I'm assuming if the wind is supposed to calm down just a little bit, yeah, you're going to go low. They're going to go low.
Yeah, the wind was unreal the first two days. Let's get into, though, I mean, spring, summer, it's fix-it time, right? I mean, people are getting things done outside. Handymen are coming around the house. And, hey, insurance plays a factor into that, guys, so let's dive deep.
Yeah, you know, winter's over, right? We hope. Our fingers crossed. We don't see much snow accumulation anymore. So it's time to, you know, open pools. It's time to landscape your yards. It's time to trim trees. So when you get these subcontractors or these contractors that come over to your home to do this type of work, just ask them if they have insurance. Ask them to produce a certificate of insurance. All the certificate of insurance is a document that says, hey, I have general liability from this period to this period, an annual period. And that's all you want to know. You just want to make sure they have insurance if something got good was to happen. Just ask the question.
Yeah, most families, Mike, you know, when they're looking at remodeling or the bathroom getting fixed or someone working on plumbing, HVAC, we always forget to ask if they have insurance, because you need to know if something went wrong, okay, homeowners policies are not going to pay for the damage that maybe the contractor caused. There's great small contractors out there, and I'm going to say probably most of them have insurance, but we get so caught up in how much is the cost going to be. One more question, as John said, hey, do you have insurance? And most will show you.
Yeah, and that's all you want. You don't need to be listed. You don't need to be named, but you just want to make sure they have it if something was to happen. So we got a little different look now for you, Mike. We moved it around a little bit.
Yeah, we're really messing with people. You said moving day. We weren't kidding. You see that? All right. One takeaway from the Masters for each of us quickly. My takeaway is every year I do this, I watch it, and it just doesn't look like it's real. It doesn't look like a real place. It can't be that green. It can't be that beautiful. It can't have that, you know, that look, the flowers. It can't be that narrow. That cannot be a real place. I know it is. But that's number one. And number two, for all three of us who play golf, how do you hit it in a space like this? Galleries, flowers, trees. It's like this. It's a tunnel. How do you not kill someone to the left or right of you? I've always been amazed at that. I know how good they are, but those are my two big-time takeaways. And if I had to add a third, if Scottie Scheffler putts the ball, I think it's his tournament.
I mean, Joe, you've been there. So, I mean, give us your
story. So, my master swag, Mike, was from 2017. I got invited by the Travelers Insurance, and it was just wonderful. Joe Sr. went in 2001, okay? So, it's heaven. My takeaway is heaven for a golfer. The other takeaway, the hills, the contours of the place. On TV, it looks flat. It ain't flat. Okay, off the charts beauty. The walkways, most walkways are dirt. They have synthetic turf going across the walkways where it just stays beautifully green. So, unbelievable.
Yeah, no, I mean, look, I really don't have a takeaway from the course. I mean, it's on my bucket list to someday get there to experience it. But my takeaway from what I've seen the last couple of days, I mean, we touched on it when we opened up, was that wind. Man, I mean, you're watching this, all of the sand and the sand traps just flying in their faces as they're trying to make a putt.
Yeah,
And it looked like, you know, it looked like they were in a tunnel, you know. I mean, and it's just aesthetically, obviously, it looks beautiful. But to be there, I think someday, I can't wait for that opportunity.
But there's nothing like tomorrow, the back nine at the Masters, when you're watching it, wherever you're watching it. We've been away on vacation, Easter, this could fall on any day. Tomorrow afternoon is the best day, I think, to watch golf of all the golf we play in life.
Yeah, tomorrow afternoon for sure.
I mean, back night.
I'm going to be watching it all day today as well, but you know,
you're going to have your grandbaby.
I got a brand new grandbaby, April 11th.
Baby Eva. You had another granddaughter.
Yeah, I was going to say congratulations on that. I'm sure another golf fan as well. And you're right. It's probably the number one day thing, back nine, amen corner. You know, you get a couple of studs in there for some high drama. That's going to be great as well. Congrats to John Cirino also with that awesome grandbaby. That's terrific. And Vern Lundquist is done as well. I mean, there's a lot of things going on this weekend as well. Vern, I guess, fell asleep a couple of times last year in the tower. So this year he's retiring.
Yes, sir.
But, you know, he's got maybe the most iconic Masters call, right, with Tiger Woods and the chip on 16. And there's just so many great moments. Joe Sr. in 01, you mentioned that. If you remember, that was the culmination of the Tiger Slam, winning all the back three majors in 2000. And then he won the Masters. And at that moment, when Joe Sr. was there, Tiger Woods had held all four majors at one time. Let's put a bow on this, as my buddy Adam Schein would say.
So wealth of knowledge.
Mike, you are, that knowledge impresses me like probably Serena with insurance.
I mean,
how do you dig this up?
I put the time in, man. I put the time in.
Good.
I'm 200 pages into a new book, by the way, Joe, and I know you always get a kick out of my book reading, but I'm reading a good one by Ian O'Connor, the Mike Krzyzewski biography. And it's getting into Jimmy V and just, you know, pass. And remember Coach K with the, when he had the back problem and everybody was worried and it looked like he was going to retire and all that. So it's just, I think the more you read and the more you commit to your craft in the industry, I've always said this about journalism and broadcasting and everything. The more you read, the better you write. The more you write, the better you talk. The more the more you want to read and write. And then it just kind of all circles together. And I learned that at a very fine institution as well. I know Joe knows that. But seriously, that is unbelievable that Joe Sr. was at one of those. My good buddy Mike Backus was actually there in 2019 when Tiger won it in unbelievably surprising fashion. So in the final minute or so, guys, here, why don't you kind of wrap it with anything from the insurance side, whether it's what we began with or something else that you want to sign off with?
Yeah, what we wanted to just probably end with is not only from your home side asking for insurance, all the business side. So all business owners out there, corporations, all types of companies, certificates of insurance are for their vendors or their suppliers or their subcontractors. Even in the business world, you have to collect certificates to make sure people that you're dealing with have the proper coverage. There's also a term, Mike, that's included into most policies, an additional insured endorsement. John, why don't you talk a little bit about what an additional insured means and how it helps the small business or business owner?
Well, from a business perspective, an additional insured being named on their certificate is just basically another layer of protection for you. If something was to go wrong and a claim was to surface, you know what the certificate will do will lend itself to providing you defense from that vendor's insurance company, so that you're protected and you don't have to go through your own insurance company. You're going to be protected and defended by the vendor's insurance company.
So it's almost like an automatic insurance by asking for this.
Right.
If there's a claim, it would be defended. So very common. I mean, Mike, we're doing hundreds and hundreds of certificates, part of the service that our great CH team does here. daily. I mean, you can't believe it's a common question. Certificate of insurance, additional insured. If you want to learn more about it, give us a call. We'll be, you know, anyone out there, we'd be glad to assist you or kind of educate you on what it is. So from both the family side and the business side.
Fantastic stuff. CH Saturday, brought to you by CH Insurance. Always in your corner, every day, every way. Make sure you log on to chinsurance.cc for more information. Joe Convertino Jr. and John Cirino, you guys are the best. Enjoy the golf, and thanks for coming on. John, congratulations again, my friend.
Thanks, Mike.
Hey, Mike, one more thing. Thank you. I want to give a shout-out to Peter Weber for last night's event, first tee event, raised over $200,000 for youth golfers in Central New York. I know you couldn't come, but we had a great time. We supported it. I've never seen the golf community was there. It was great. And the auction was off the charts, the food. So shout out to Peter Weber. Excellent, excellent event.
Yeah, that's a great event indeed. Thanks a lot, guys. Be well.
Have a good weekend.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.